This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News. We are talking with our West Plains School Board candidates for the coming up election in April. And today we are speaking with Reed Grigsby, who is running for re-election. Good morning, Reed.
Yeah, good morning, Nate. Thanks for having me in.
So we're starting off all of these interviews with the same line of questions. And why are you running for school board, and what are your qualifications?
So there's many, many reasons why I run for school board, and probably first and foremost is I grew up with an educator in my house. My grandmother was an educator. My mother was an educator for Fairview and West Plains Elementary School for many, many years. Matter of fact, she still teaches at South Fork part-time and can't quite give it up, but she does it and enjoys it. So I've been around education my whole life. I graduated from West Plains High School in 1993. And I have one child that's still in the school system. He's a junior. And my daughter successfully graduated from West Plains High School and is now a freshman at Drury. I do it for my kids. I do it for the community. If anybody knows anything about me, I am very pro-West Plains in basically any way that you could be. And the school system is absolutely important to our community and to our children. And that's why I do it.
Now, the next question I would typically ask is, have you participated in past board meetings, which, as you're running for re-election, you've been in a few.
Right.
So how long have you participated in school board meetings?
So school board meetings, I've, on and off, have gone to meetings since I moved back to West Plains in 1999. I obviously didn't go to every school board meeting, but if there was an issue that I was interested in or wanted to hear what the school board was going to decide, then obviously I would go to a school board meeting. Outside of that, I've served on many advisory boards at the school. Also served on, in 2015 was the head of a campaign that was to build a new school. So I've been intimately involved, whether I'm on the board or off the board, with the school system.
All right, so you've actually answered a couple of the questions I do have on the list. But being that you have already served on the school board, is there any other boards that you serve on that make decisions on policies or budget?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've served on the Industrial Development Corporation for many years here in West Plains. I currently also serve on the Ozarks Healthcare Board of Directors, along with the school board at the same time. So obviously, I'm used to working with very large budgets and with making, critical decisions that make an impact for all of our constituents.
Now, as far as, continuing that topic on, as far as decisions go, what do you believe are some of the top needs for the West Plains R7 school district as it stands right now?
So there's many challenging areas right now, and not making excuses, but, you go back 3 years and COVID kind of hit us in the face a little bit and caught us unprepared. We're still a little bit behind because of that, to be quite honest with you. So, one of the biggest challenges we have right now is the children that were affected, especially in the younger age groups that were affected, education wise, during that period. We have to have a laser focus on those kids and get them caught up. To me, that's the most glaring issue. We have to focus on education. We have to focus on these kids that are not necessarily falling through the cracks. I don't want to say that, but the kids that need a little bit of help to get them over the hump. And so that's our main focus right now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When it comes to the current school budget, what are your budget priorities as far as, what is the school throwing money at? What is the top point there?
Top point now, and kind of going back to the previous question, another challenge that we see is teacher compensation. That's a big topic, not just in Missouri, but nationwide. I feel that teachers are grossly underpaid for the job that they do. I feel that we are doing a disservice to our educators in the state of Missouri, and that's one thing that we can do locally to try to help out there. However, a lot of that decision on teacher compensation needs to come from the state level, because our local tax dollars are not sufficient enough to give our teachers the raise that they deserve. So there's going to have to be some legislation, and they are working on some things right now at the state house in order to kind of tackle that problem. But it leads to a couple other problems. There's a teacher shortage, and there is a and that could be a direct, you know, correlation to the compensation. And so that's one thing that drastically needs to get fixed. We need to pay our educators. We need to be able to recruit the best and brightest educators right out of school and put them in our school system and let them do their work.
In that answer, you did bring up school funding.
Mm-hmm.
And that was another one of the big questions that I do have on my list here is, can you explain where the money comes to fund the schools, where it does the bulk of that come from, and how much of it do you know?
So I don't have the figures right in front of me as far as percentage wise, but you know, it's a combination of local tax dollars, state funds, and federal funds. Federal funds being the smallest percentage, local taxes being the largest percentage, and then the state somewhere in between. So, and then there's many other facets of, grant funds or special project funds or, you know, things of that nature that also come into the school budget. But a majority of the budget comes from state and local taxes.
All right. Well, that honestly does a great job answering that question. So thank you.
You bet.
Just on a personal note,
mm-hmm.
One of my favorite things about these is I do actually get to learn a whole lot about the school as we are going through this. Some of these are just questions I want to know as well. Now, what are your views on how social studies, language arts are currently taught in the schools? Is it adequate? Does it need to change?
Social studies and English language, you said? Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, that always changes. You know, and it always has. You know, my whole life, the methods of teaching those subjects has changed drastically. The kids have changed. The culture has changed. And so we always have to stay on top. So I would say what we are doing now in social studies is that adequate. Our reading in English language needs a little help, to be quite honest. You know, we need to put a little bit more focus on that. But yeah, I would say it's adequate right now, but there's always room for improvement.
Now, I'm going to move off into more of the spicier side of things. More of the questions that a lot of people have been talking about, debating about, coffee talk, things like that. And I'm going to start this off with school choice. And what is your view on school choice?
I have absolutely zero problems with school choice. I mean, I think as long as they figure out the funding and as long as, the schools are not being hurt economically, I think school choice is a great idea. So there's, with any problem, especially when you're dealing on the state level or with policy, it sounds good on paper until, you know, you put it into practice. And so as long as they figure out all the little things that will take care of the school districts and not hurt them economically, I'm all for it.
So another big topic that has been around mm-hmm. for a few years now is the topic of critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
So as a member of the school board, do you think or do you know if critical race theory is currently being taught in the district? And can you define what critical race theory or CRT is?
So yes, I can define what it is, and no, it is not taught at any West Plains schools. And matter of fact, it's not taught on the high school level anywhere in the state of Missouri. So, but yeah, I can define it. You know, I have a college degree in psychology with a emphasis in philosophy. So, you know, in philosophy of government, when I was in that class, we studied CRT, and CRT is the theory that there is inherent racism baked into our laws and policies as a country, and has been since the beginning of, since the Declaration of Independence and the writing of the Constitution. That is a theory that's been debated, is still being debated, and that is a college level and probably a law school level, course. it doesn't, it is not in the high school level, nor does it belong.
Well, thank you. That's a very good answer. Another big thing that has been going around and is actually going to be affecting the schools, it may already, is the Missouri Senate recently passed a bill that would enact the Parents' Bill of Rights, which DESE, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, already has a type of Parents' Bill of Rights, but this would expand on it. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about this expansion on the Bill of Rights? The Parents' Bill of Rights.
I have no problems with it whatsoever. I think, you know, us as a school district, I'm speaking for West Plains, I'm not really speaking on behalf of West Plains R7. I'm speaking as a parent of West Plains R7 right now. I think as a school system, the parents should have insight to everything that their child learns and be able to opt out of certain readings if they're not comfortable with it. I have no problems with that. I think as a school district, we are constantly begging for parent involvement. You know, that's been a big push for us for the last 20 years, honestly. You know, we're seeing as our school district gets larger and as the world has changed and as social media has come into play, you know, you're starting to see parent involvement at our schools kind of tail off a little bit, you know. And so it is so important to us. We want the children to succeed. And whatever it takes to get that child to succeed, but we need help, honestly. You know, so there's only so much that a school can do, and we want the parents to be involved intimately with their child's education. And matter of fact, we would welcome it with open arms, and we are begging for it.
And some of the things that you mentioned there about certain readings does go into my next question. Mm-hmm. And that is, last year, Missouri passed SB 775. This banned a number of different books that covered topics such as sexual intercourse, genitalia, other materials as well. Mm-hmm. What are your views on the book banning? And I do have a list of books that were recently taken out of schools, and I was wondering if you have read any of the books that may have been banned or removed from the West Plains School District.
Yeah, I'd like to see your list. I don't know if I've read them all, but I have read several that I know of. No, my, it's a large list.
Yeah, it's some 300 books. There are many classics on there. Homer's The Odyssey is one of them. William Shakespeare, many of his works, as well as certain Batman and X-Men graphic novels.
Correct, yeah.
So
my view is still changing on that, to be honest with you. You know, I am a big proponent of literacy. I'm a big proponent of reading things that challenge your thought, you know, and reading things that put you in a different train of thought, and that way a student can put themselves in somebody else's shoes and really kind of dig into a different way of life. Now, there are books that do not belong on the high school level, that do not belong on the elementary level, that do not belong. So I think the trouble that I have with book banning is it's so ambiguous that what is right for someone is not right for somebody else, you know, and so we need to take those as a case-by-case basis. However, you know, at West Plains, you know, library science, our librarian, that is the, you know, first person that chooses books to have in the collection, and they are trained to understand what is appropriate, what is not appropriate for whatever grade level. So you have the books in the library, but the other side of that is the books that you have taught in the curriculum, for example. So if you have a book that's controversial, I mean, one that has come up, you know, since I've been on the school board was Dear Martin. Okay. And Dear Martin is a book about racism. It is a book that is similar to some of the classics as far as the overall theme of the book. Okay, it has been banned by a lot of different school districts. I've read it. I don't see any issues with it. You know, a lot of people have replaced it with the same theme with To Kill a Mockingbird, which is one of the greatest books ever written. Same theme, same topic. One's accepted and one isn't. So we need to figure out why that is, you know. And I totally understand that, you know, if it's something that goes against my personal beliefs or goes against my child's belief, if somebody wants my child to read that book, then I would probably opt them out of it. And I think that parents should have that choice. However, I think it's a slippery slope when you start willy-nilly banning books just because you don't like the content. Because there is no good way to judge what is good and what is bad.
And my last question for you, in previous interviews I've done this question earlier, but my last question for you today is, how can you address, or how will you address, the different needs of all students in the system?
So, I mean, I make my decisions, and I think we do a really good job as our current board, is the decisions that we make as a board are, first and foremost, what's best for the kids. We obviously take everything into account, but at the end of the day, whether we vote yes or no, is what is best for the kids. So when you have subgroups, you know, we have free and reduced lunch, we have the SPED kids, we have kids at the alternative school, we have middle school, elementary, and high school kids. I mean, we are dealing with kids from a very broad array of backgrounds, socioeconomic, racial, whatever. So we have to, it's our job as a school board to educate those kids, right? And whatever we have to do to reach those kids and in order to get them educated so that they can get out of school and be productive citizens of society and get a job. So I don't know if I'm answering your question or not, because that's kind of a tough one, but I want to make the decisions that are best for the children in that particular situation, and I will continue to do that.
All right. Well, that is all the questions I have for you today. Reed, is there anything else you would like to add?
You know, nothing that I would necessarily like to add right now. I think our school system, we are blessed. Honestly, when you look at school systems across the state, we are blessed to have a great school system. We're blessed to have great administrators and great teachers and great kids, quite honestly. And so you go to other areas of the state or other areas of the country, and they don't necessarily see a school district quite like we have. The community support is amazing. Like I said, we wish we had more parental support, and I think we're going to get there. You know, we need everybody's help in order for the West Plains R7 School District to be successful. It takes all of us, to the whole community.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Reed, and good luck come April 4th during the election.
You bet. Thank you, Nate.
This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News.